This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Two powerful explosions rocked Istanbul, Turkey today, killing at least 25 people and wounding nearly 400. The British Consul General Roger Short was among those killed. The targets included the British Consulate and the Turkish headquarters of London-based HSBC Bank. Britain's Foreign Minister Jack Straw was quick to condemn the attacks.
At this stage, we cannot say for certain who has been responsible for this appalling act of terrorism in Istanbul, but I'm afraid to say it has all the hallmarks of the international terrorism practiced by Al-Qaeda and the associated organizations. And it re-emphasizes the central message of President Bush and Prime Minister Blair and all other world leaders about the fact that we face a very serious threat of international terrorism, and that the whole of the international community has to understand and accept its responsibilities for dealing with it.
The blasts follow last weekend's suicide bombings of two synagogues in Istanbul that killed 23 people and wounded more than 300. Newsweek reporter Owen Matthews is in Istanbul. You've been to the scene of today's explosions. Describe it for us.
Yes, I've just finished looking at the remains of the gatehouse of the British Consul General. It's a very disturbing sight. Half the wall of the outside wall of the Consul General has been demolished, and two gatehouses have completely disappeared. A pile of rubble, windows blown out for streets and streets. This is an extremely powerful explosion, and the casualties seem to have been concentrated around the temporary buildings that were accommodating embassy staff, because the main Consul General is being renovated, and those are the exact buildings that were demolished by this extraordinary explosion.
And the Consul General, Roger Short, is among the dead.
I'm afraid to say he is. He was a personal friend of mine. I spoke to his widow a few hours ago, and it seems that he was just entering the Consul General compound when the bomb went off, and he seems to have been killed instantly.
Any idea why the attacks were aimed at British interests in Istanbul?
I fear there's one very simple answer, and that's the U.S. Consulate General recently moved its premises to a much more secure compound in suburban Istanbul, precisely because of these fears. The British Consulate General is right in the center of the city and a much, much easier target.
And they were well coordinated.
It seems so. Yeah, the modus operandi seems to have been almost exactly the same as the attacks of 2 weeks ago. Two bombs going off almost exactly simultaneously in different parts of the city.
But why Istanbul?
That's a good question. I think partly because it's an easy target. It has borders with a lot of unstable countries, Iraq, of course, being the most notable one, but it also borders with Iran and Syria. The southeast of Turkey is notorious for having porous borders through which various foreign groups can infiltrate. But also, as Turks will often tell you, it's the bridge between Europe and the Middle East. It's a Western ally. Turkey is Israel's only Muslim ally. They're close to the U.S., they're close to Britain. They're the closest allies of the West that can be hit.
A lot of death and destruction in a short period of time for one city.
It's unprecedented. It's unprecedented. Even in at the height of unrest in the southeast of Turkey, when there were serious problems with Turkey's Kurdish population, there was never this level of violence in the big cities. The first time ever, apparently, in a long and tragically varied history of Turkish terrorism, that car bombs have been used also. And car bombs, as we know, is a signature of Al-Qaeda and other Middle Eastern terrorist groups. But it's a new departure for Turkey.
Newsweek reporter Owen Matthews in Istanbul, Turkey.